Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Upper Klamath Lake, Oregon's largest freshwater lake, enriched the diet of Klamath and Modoc Indians for centuries. The lake provided fish, ducks, and duck eggs, and western yellow lily seeds called wokas, an important source of dietary starch. The honorary curator of plants at the U.S. National Herbarium, Frederick Vernon Colville, visited the Klamath Reservation in 1896 and 1901. He reported that nearly all the old women gathered woka seed pods in July and August and extracted, dried, and stored the seeds for use during the year. Colville said the traditional method of preparing the seeds was to roast them in an open basket with live coals. Colville said, "The seeds swell and crack their coats much after the manner of parched corn. The roasted seeds are commonly eaten dry without further preparation, tasting very much like popcorn. They were also ground into meal for making porridge and bread." Dr. Frank Lang, biology professor emeritus of Southern Oregon University, wrote that a student once offered him traditionally prepared woka meal. "Much to my amazement, it was delicious. Better than any breakfast food I've ever tasted," Lang said. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.